This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In our previous majlis, we had completed half of lesson number 5. Walhamdulillah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this lesson we complete, insha'Allah. We will be completing lesson number 5 in this majlis, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, lesson number 5. What were we introduced to in lesson number 5? We were introduced to the concept, the mudaf and mudafun ilay. Mudaf and mudafun ilay. We would call it a marriage of possession, where we have these two nouns coming together in this construct of association of nouns. And what type of construct? This is the possession type of construct. Kitabu Bilalin. This is the book of Bilal. This is Bilal's book. In English, we use the word of, or we use the apostrophe S. And so, Salman's car, Sumayya's kitchen. In Arabic, how would we put that together? Well, we have the mudaf and mudafun ilayh relationship, insha'Allah. Originally, we had kitabun, a book, and we had Muhammadun, Muhammad. We want to make it Muhammad's book. We turn it from kitabun to kitabu. Kitabu Muhammadin. No longer Muhammadun, but rather Kitabu Muhammadin. Kitabu Muhammadin. And this is that mudaf and mudafun ilayh relationship. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we began with lesson number 5 and maybe a little bit of revision, insha'Allah. Sa'id, what does he say? Akitabu Muhammadin hada ya Yasiru. Is this the book of Muhammad, O Yasir? After we find ya, which means O Salman, O Ahmed. After ya, then the noun after it loses one of the dhamma or fatha or kasra. It no longer keeps a tanween. No longer is it yasirun. It's now ya yasiru. It has been defined. It is specific. It's not any yasir out there in the world, but rather the specific yasir that I'm screaming for. Excellent. It's similar to when we add an alif and lam to a noun, then the tanween is dropped. La hada kitabu hamidin. No, this is Hamid's book. Aina kitabu Muhammadin? أين كتاب محمد؟ Where's Muhammad's book? هو على المكتب هناك. هو means he, and it also means it. Here it means it for something masculine. It, the book. هو على المكتب. It is on the desk. هناك, over there. أين دفتر عمار؟ Where's Ammar's notebook? هو على مكتب المدرس. It is on the teacher's table. مكتب المدرس is مضاف and مضاف إليه. قلم من هذا يا علي؟ Pen of who is this, O Ali? Whose pen is this, O Ali? قلم من هذا يا علي؟ هذا قلم المدرس. This is the teacher's pen. أين حقيبة المدرس؟ Where's the bag of the teacher? Where's the teacher's bag? حقيبة is feminine. So now we will not say هو, but we will say هي. It, feminine. هي تحت المكتب. It is under the. It is under the desk. تحت is an adverb. Adverb, like for example, قبل and بعد and أمام, in front of, behind, before, etc. They all end with a fatha, and the word after it, it is مجرور. It takes a كسرة. And technically, تحت المكتب, مكتبي, it is مجرور, it has a كسرة. These words, تحت and فوق and أمام and قبل and بعد, etc. They operate very similar to the حروف of جر. meaning that the word after it is majrur. They are not huruf of jar, but the word after them are majrur. Technically, the word after them, this would be regarded as mudafun ilayh. Jameel. Then we went through exercise 1, exercise 2, exercise 3, 4, and then exercise number 5 and 6, brothers and sisters. Exercise 5 and 6 was your homework, walhamdulillah. And from there, we continue bi-iznillahi ta'ala. So we are on lesson number 5, exercise number 5. Lesson 5 and exercise 5, walhamdulillah. فضل كون جملا مفيدة بملء الفراغ فيما يلي. Complete the following sentences with a missing word. So you have basically fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. They give us sentence number 1. Something بيتي مغلقون. Something بيتي مغلقون. What could we put there? Something بيتي مغلقون. Something of the house is closed. باب البيت مغلق. Door of the house is closed. The house door is closed. Repeat. باب البيت مغلق. باب البيت مغلق. باب means door. باب الجنة, door of paradise. Number 2. أين something السيارة. Where's the something of the car? أين something السيارة. أين أين مفتاح السيارة. Where's the car key? أين مفتاح السيارة. أين مفتاح السيارة. Where's the car key? جميل. Number 3. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. Again, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is the رسول of Allah. رسول الله is a مضاف and مضاف إليه relationship. Number 4. Something الطبيب بعيد. Something of the doctor is far. Something الطبيب بعيد. What of the doctor is far? We could say بيت الطبيب بعيد. بيت الطبيب بعيد. The doctor's house is far. بيت الطبيب مضاف مضاف إليه. بيت الطبيب doctor's house بعيد far away. Number 5. القرآن كتاب الله. القرآن كتاب الله. The Quran is the book of Allah. القرآن كتاب الله. القرآن كتاب الله. And brothers and sisters, those of you at home, you must read aloud with us بإذنالله تعالى. If your lips do not move, then it will be very, very difficult for you. You pick up much faster if your lips move. خديجة something حامد. خديجة is the something of حامد. You could say خديجة زوجة حامد. خديجة is the wife of حامد. Another option, خديجة بنت حامد. She is the daughter of حامد. Another option, خديجة أم حامد. She is the mother of حامد. جميل. Number 7. أنا something المدرسي. أنا something المدرسي. أنا ابن المدرسي. I'm the son of the teacher. أنا ابن المدرسي. أنا ابن المدرسي. أنا ابن المدرسي. You could also be the father of the teacher. أنا أبو المدرسي. أنا أبو المدرسي. You could be the daughter of the teacher. أنا بنت المدرسي. أنا بنت المدرسي. Number 8. Something الطالب مكسور. Something الطالب مكسور. What of the طالب is مكسور. What of the طالب is مكسور. قلم الطالب مكسور. The student's pen is broken. قلم الطالب مكسور. مكسور means broken. قلم الطالب مكسور. قلم الطالب مكسور. Number 9. باب something مفتوح. باب البيت مفتوح. The house of the door of the house is open. Babul Beiti, Babul Beiti, Babul Beiti, door of the house door, Maftuhun is open. خرج المدرس, this is a verbal sentence. خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. خرج المدرس, the teacher left, من غرفة المدير, from the room of the principal. The teacher left, خرج المدرس, teacher left, من غرفة المدرس, from the room of the teacher, from the room of the principal. The teacher left from the principal's room. The teacher left from the principal's room. Alhamdulillah. That was exercise number 5, brothers and sisters. We hope that you are now getting the hang of this mudaf and mudafun ilay. Remember again, kitabun, a book. Muhammadun, Muhammad. Link them both up together. Make it a possession relationship. Kitabu Muhammadin. Kitabun drops one dhamma. So it's kitabu. Muhammadun, no longer Muhammadun, becomes Muhammadin. Kitabu Muhammadin. It now means Muhammad's book. Muhammad's book. Before that, it was just a book and it was Muhammad. Now they are linked to one another. They have been annexed to one another. Exercise number 6. Sahih at-tarkibat at-taliya. Correct the following. Qalamu talibi. Qal al-qalamu talibi. That's what you have in your books. Al-qalamu talibi. Is that correct? No. Al-qalamu talibi, completely incorrect. Why? Because the mudaf can never, ever, ever, ever take an alif and lam. Al-qalamu talibi, wrong. It should be qalamu talibi. Qalamu talibi. No need for an alif and lam at the beginning. Remember that qalam, by the mere fact that it has been linked up in this mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship, then it does not need any alif and lam. The mere fact that it has been linked up in a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship, it has already been defined. So I don't need to add alif and lam to double define it. Qalam al-talibi, it's the student's pen. I've already defined it. It's not any pen out there in the world. It is the student's pen. So al-qalam al-talibi, wrong. It's rather qalam al-talibi. Qalam al-talibi. Number 2. Babu sayaratu, wrong. Babu sayarati. Babu sayarati. Number 3. Bintu Hamidun, correct? No. Bintu Hamidin. Bintu Hamidin. Excellent. Hamid's daughter. Ar-Rasulullahu. Ar-Rasulullahu. Incorrect. Rasulullahi. There's no alif and lam. It's just Rasulullahi. 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 Number 5. Ismul Walada. Ismul Walada. No. Ismul Waladi. Not Ismul Walada. Ismul Waladi. Ismul Waladi. Number 6. Ibnul Mudarrisi. Ibnul. They have in your books there. Ibnun al-Mudarrisi. Ibnun al-Mudarrisi. No. Ibnul Mudarrisi. There's not a tanween. Rather, it's Ibnul Mudarrisi. Ibnul Mudarrisi. Mumtaz. Mumtaz. Mumtaz, brothers and sisters. Exercise number 7. They give you the name Muhammadun. And then they put their Ya Muhammadu. See, notice that when we add a Ya in front of any noun, then it loses tanween. No double dhamma. It's only one. Ya Muhammadu. Ustadhun. Ya Ustadhu. Ya Ustadhu. Number 3. Bintu Ha. Number 3. Khalidun. Becomes Ya Khalidu. Ya Khalidu. Khalidun and Ya Khalidu. Waladun. Oh boy. Ya Waladu. Ya Waladu. Brothers and sisters, walhamdulillah, we've now learned 3 ways by which we can define a noun. Number 1, we learned you have kitabun, a book, add an alif and lam and drop the tanween, it becomes al-kitabu. Al-kitabu, the book. That's one way of defining a noun. You add alif and lam. Another one, is that you form this mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Instead of just kitabun, it's kitabu Muhammadin, Muhammad's book. It's not any book, it's Muhammad's book. I've defined it now. And you saw it lost its tanween. Kitabu Muhammadin. Not kitabun, not al-kitabu, but kitabu Muhammadin. Number three, if you add a ya in front of the noun, then it also is now defined. Ya kitabu, ya waladu, ya ustadu, ya Muhammadu, ya Khalidu. Jameel. So let's look at some examples. Ya, ya Aliyu, ya Aliyu, ya Abbasu, Sheikhun, Sheikhun, ya Sheikhu. Jayid, excellent. Ya Sheikhu, ya Sheikhu, ya Rajulu, ya Rajulu, O man. Ya Aliyu, O Ali, ya Abbasu, ya Abbas, Sheikhun. Sheikhun, what does Sheikh mean? Sheikh means, you know, a scholar. Sheikh could also mean an old man. Sheikh can also mean a very rich man. Oil Sheikh, mashallah. Ya Sheikhu, O Sheikh. Ya Rajulu, O man. Ya Sirun. Ya Ammaru, O Ammar. Doktorun. Doctor. Doktorun, more. It means, you know, the one who's got a PhD. So he's a doctor in Arabic, he's a doctor in fiqh, he's a doctor in geography. Whereas tabib is your medical doctor. Ya doktoru, ya doktoru, oh doktor. Alhamdulillah. Number 8, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, exercise number 8. Iqra al-mithal al-ati thumma kawin as'ilatan mithlahu mushiran ila as-suwar at-taliya. Look at the example and make up sentences like found in the example. So they give us a picture of a book and then they say, Kitabu man hada. Whose book is this? Kitabu man is a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Kitabu man hada. Kitabu man hada. Kitabu man hada. Whose book is this? Whose book is this? Then they give us a picture of a pen. How would we word that sentence? How would we word that sentence? قَلَمُ مَنْ هَذَا قَلَمُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose pen is this? قَلَمُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose pen is this? Jayid. قَلَمُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose pen is this? Then they give us a picture of a shirt and a picture of a house. Picture of a shirt and picture of a house. How would we say that? How would we say that, brothers and sisters? We would say, قَمِيسُ مَنْ هَذَا قَمِيسُ مَنْ هَذَا قَمِيسُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose shirt is this? وَبَيْتُ مَنْ ذَلِكَ. Maybe the house is far away. وَبَيْتُ مَنْ ذَلِكَ. And whose house is that? Again, قَمِيسُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose shirt is this? وَبَيْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. And whose house is that? Again, قَمِيسُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose shirt is this? وَبَيْتُ مَنْ ذَلِكَ وَبَيْتُ مَنْ ذَلِكَ. And whose house is that? And then the last one there, they give us a picture of a bed. How would we word that? سَرِيرُ مَنْ هَذَا سَرِيرُ سَرِيرُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose bed? Whose bed is this? سَرِيرُ مَنْ هَذَا سَرِيرُ مَنْ هَذَا. Whose bed is this? Walhamdulillah. Now we move on to exercise number 9, inshallah. إِسْمٌ اسْمُ الْوَلَدِ مُحَمَّدٌ. The name of the boy is Muhammad. وَاسْمُ الْبِنْتِ زَيْنَبُ. And the name of the daughter is Zainab. Here we are going through the Hamzatul Wasl. If it's found at the beginning of the sentence, we do pronounce that Hamza. But if found in the middle of the sentence, we don't pronounce it. So example, اسْمُ الْوَلَدِ, we pronounce اسْمُ الْوَلَدِ مُحَمَّدٌ. وَاسْمُ الْبِنْتِ, we join directly. وَاسْمُ الْبِنْتِ زَيْنَبُ. اسْمُ الْمُدَرِّسِ حَامِدٌ. The teacher's name is Hamid. مَاسْمُ الْمُدِيرِ, what's the principal's name? We join directly. مَاسْمُ الْمُدِيرِ مَاسْمُ الْمُدِيرِ, what's the mudir's name? إِبْنٌ Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati. Khalid's son is at school. وابن حامد في الجامعة. And Hamid's son is in university. Look at the beginning of the sentence. We pronounced that Hamza. Middle of the sentence, we did not. Again, ابن خالد في المدرسة وابن حامد في الجامعة. ابن المدرس في الفصل. The teacher's son is in the classroom. ابن المدرس في الفصل. The teacher's son is in the classroom. أين ابن المدير? Where's the principal's son? أين ابن المدير? Where's the principal's son? أين ابن المدير? Where's the principal's son? And then they give us six examples بإذن الله تعالى. They state, اقرأ ما يلي مراعيا قواعد نطق همزة الهمزة الوصل إن شاء الله. And so we go through those six examples إن شاء الله. The first one being, ابن محمد. ابن محمد. ابن محمد في العراق. The son of Muhammad is in Iraq. وابن حامد. وابن حامد. And the son of Hamid. وابن حامد في الهند. And the son of Hamid is where? Is in India. Again, ابن محمد في العراق. Muhammad's son is in Iraq. وابن حامد في الهند. وابن حامد في الهند. And the son of Hamid is in India. MashaAllah. Number two, خرج ابن الطبيب. No, rather, it's in the middle of the sentence, so we should join. خرج ابن الطبيب. خرج ابن الطبيب. Joining it. خرج ابن الطبيب. The doctor's son left. من البيت. خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت. خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت. The doctor's son left from the house. Number three. Another verbal sentence. ذهب ابن التاجر. ذهب ابن التاجر. ذهب. Technically, if we were stopping, we would say ذهب. ابن التاجر. ذهب. ابن التاجر. But join it. ذهب ابن التاجر. ذهب ابن التاجر. إلى السوق. The businessman's son went to the marketplace. Number four, اسم المهندس. The beginning of the sentence, so we pronounce اسم المهندس فيصل. The engineer's name is فيصل. واسم الطبيب مسعود. واسم الطبيب مسعود. واسم الطبيب مسعود. And the name of the doctor is مسعود. Number five, ما اسم الرجل. ما اسم الرجل. نعم, correct. ما اسم الرجل. ما اسم الرجل. What's the man's name? ما اسم الرجل. What's the man's name? Number six. ابن من أنت. ابن من أنت. ابن من أنت. Whose son are you? أنا ابن الوزير. أنا ابن الوزير. In the middle of the sentence, so we don't pronounce it. أنا ابن الوزير. أنا ابن الوزير. I'm the minister's son. أنا ابن الوزير. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. الكلمات الجديدة. New words. الرسول. ما معنى الرسول؟ الرسول the messenger. الكعبة the كعبة. الاسم the name. الاسم the name. الابن. What's الابن؟ الابن means the son. العم the uncle. الخال an uncle here. العم father's brother. الخال mother's brother. Mother's brother. الحقيبة the bag. السيارة the car. الشارع the street. مغلق closed. مغلق closed. تحت under. هناك over there. And lastly, المهندس the engineer. المهندس the engineer. And then they summarize this مضاف and مضافٌ إليه for you, brothers and sisters, in one block, and that's super important. سيارة Al-mudarrisi. Sayaratul mudarrisi. Sayaratul mudarrisi. The teacher's car. Sayaratu is mudaf. It's the item being linked. The item possessed. Sayaratu is mudaf. You call it mudaf. And then mudarrisi is mudafun ilayh. Mudafun ilayh. And this here will take a kasra. Walhamdulillah. Maybe bi'ithnillahi ta'ala we try to make up some sentences with those new words, brothers and sisters. Ar-Rasulu. Give us a sentence, make up a sentence with the word Ar-Rasulu. Ar-Rasulu. What sentence can we make up with? Ar-Rasulu. 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 Ar-Rasulu min Allahi. Ar-Rasulu min Allahi. The messenger is from Allah. Ar-Rasulu min Allahi is from Allah. The messenger is from Allah. Al-Ka'batu, the Ka'ba. A sentence. The Ka'ba is in Mecca, for example. Al-Ka'batu fi Makkata. Al-Ka'batu fi Makkata. Why Makkata? We'll discuss this later on, inshallah, in the advanced lessons. Al-Ka'batu fi Makkata. Al-Ismu, the name. Al-Ismu, a sentence with Al-Ismu. Al-Ismu, Al-Ismu. Al-Ismu. Allahu musta'an. Al-ismu. Let's make it into a mudaf, mudafun ilay. For example, al-ismu, we'll link it up with Muhammad. We'll link it up with Muhandis. So it will no longer be al-ismu. It will just be ismul muhandisi. Ismul muhandisi Salmanu. Ismul muhandisi Salmanu. Jayid. The next one, al-ibnu. Same matter. Let us link it up with a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Al-ibnu, we could make, for example, ibnul waziri. Ibnul waziri, the son of the minister, the minister's son. Ibnul waziri, ibnul waziri, tabibun. The minister's son is a doctor. Al-ammu, father's brother. Al-ammu fil masjidi. The uncle is in the masjid. How would I say my uncle? Ammi fil masjidi. Adaya. Ammi fil masjidi. Al-khalu. Al-khalu fil dukani. The uncle is in the shop. How would we say my uncle? Khali fil masjidi. Not alif and lam. Remove the alif and lam. Just khali fil masjidi. My uncle is in the masjid. My mother's brother is in the masjid. Al-haqibatu, the bag. And that's feminine. Al-haqibatu is big. Al-haqibatu kabiratun. Not just kabirun, but kabiratun, because it's feminine. As-sayaratu, the car is beautiful. As-sayaratu jamilatun. As-sayaratu jamilatun. Not jamilun, jamilatun. Why? Feminine. Like how we would say Aishatu jamilatun and Sumayyatu jamilatun. As-shari'u, the street. As-shari'u kabirun. The street is big. Mughlaqun, closed. Something is mughlaqun. What could be mughlaqun? Al-uqulu mughlaqun. The minds, the intellects are closed. Al-uqulu mughlaqun. Al-uqulu mughlaqun. Jayid. Technically, one might say you need to say mughlaqatun. Maybe a better sentence. A better sentence would be al-babu mughlaqun. The door is closed. Al-babu mughlaqun. الباب مغلق المسجد مغلق السوق مغلق. The marketplace is closed. تحت means under. الكلب تحت السيارة. The dog is under the car. الكلب تحت السيارة. الكلب تحت السيارة. هناك means over there. هناك over there. بيت Muhammadin hunaka. Muhammad's house is over there. Baytu Muhammadin hunaka. Baytu Muhammadin hunaka. Muhammad's house is over there. Mumtaz. Bi-ibnillahi ta'ala, we will stop there with regards to the Arabic lesson. And we've covered, walhamdulillah, lessons 1 to 5. Our brothers and sisters out there, if for example, you do want to sit a small test, you do want to sit a small test on these lessons, insha'Allah, drop us an email at info@deenclass.com, info@deenclass.com, or deenclass@gmail.com, deenclass@gmail.com, and we will email that to you. So in the comfort of your home, you can try out what you've learned so far, inshallah, lessons 1 to 5, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, as is the norm, before we end off, we go through one of these Quranic maxims, these words and sentences from the Noble Quran, which in reality are foundational principles and qawa'id. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. Surah Tawbah, verse number 91. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. That there's no blame upon the one who volunteers. There's no blame upon the one who was not his duty, and out of the goodness of his heart, he wanted to do such and such. There's no blame upon such a person, subhanAllah. Sometimes we find in the masjid or wherever else, maybe an organization, maybe in the family, you know, so and so, it was not their duty to do a certain task, a certain deed, but they took on that responsibility and they felt that this was a good thing to do. Out of the sweetness and kindness of their heart, they started to do it. Maybe they fell short, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they cooked something, it was not all that tasty. They were not even supposed to do it in the first place, subhanAllah. It was not their duty, but they did it out of love. Then you find some would come along, oh, look what you've done. Oh, you made a mistake. Oh, you shouldn't have done it if you don't know how to do it. Oh, how could you? SubhanAllah. In reality, we should encourage them. We should assist them. You should, yes, offer your suggestions, offer your, your suggestions, etc. No problem at all. But belittling them, maligning them, ridiculing them, it was not their duty in the first place. They did it out of ihsan. They wanted to do this, subhanAllah. And now you run them down. Allahu musta'in. Ma 'ala al-muhsinina min sabil. That there is no blame upon the one who is the muhsin. And you shouldn't find a path of blame upon them. Assist them. Try to better them. You help them. You help them out. You volunteer your assistance, your ideas, etc. But just running them down when they're doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as volunteers, then that's not the right attitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right attitude and understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and attributes, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language and the understanding of the Sharia. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of that good which our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for. With that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we end off tonight's majlis. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.